The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creations Facility. Welcome to the OFNT Podcast, Episode 120, How Truth Shall Set You Free. My Body, My Choice seems to apply only to abortions, not vaccine and other mandates. Well, it's been almost 2 years since Donald Trump has been out of office, but the man still dominates MSM headlines. Talk about living in people's heads. A trans, air quotes, woman murdered her brother and her trans, air quote, man, boyfriend, and then committed suicide. Yeah, I'm confused too. I figure they were all confused also. What a strange world we live in. Hey, has life dealt you a bad hand? Would you like to commit suicide but just can't bring yourself to do it? Well, Canada has your back. You know, escaping poverty is a basis for assisted suicide according to that country's law. Why bother spending money for rope, bullets, or use precious resources such as gas to do the deed? The state will cover all the costs of your planned demise. Oh, Canada. Not to be outdone by the Department of Homeland Security's Ministry of Truth, Disinformation Governance Board, the Environmental Protection Agency, better known as the EPA, has announced the formation of the Office of Environmental Justice. Who knows what powers will be granted to this made-up entity? During the announcement, we were all informed that climate change is racist. You know, why does it seem that I'm living in a communist state lately? Well, I'm glad I formed the Factual Data Creation Facility before the government stole my idea. Various government agencies warn of violent attacks because of the leaked Supreme Court draft, which seems to overturn Roe versus Wade. Who from, you might ask? Wait for it. Right-wing extremists.
What?
Tell that to the pro-life organization in Wisconsin, which was firebombed by Antifa last weekend. I have a correction this week. During the Straight from the Desk 2 episode, I mentioned the NYPD's 82nd precinct being located near Columbus Avenue. Actually, it's the 20th precinct, which is located on 82nd Street. Just wanted to clear that one up. Tech news coming at ya. Well, pour one out for the Apple iPod. Apple announced last Tuesday that the last model of the iconic MP3 player, the iPod Touch, will no longer be available. My first iPod was an iPod Mini, and then I graduated to the iPod 5G, which I still have. My son still has a second-generation iPod, which in my opinion is the best-looking one. Something about those orange LED lights appeals to me. The original iPod was introduced way back in October of 2021. Peloton, the indoor cycle and fitness company whose value exploded during the pandemic, continued its post-COVID decline this quarter, losing 20% of its sales. The new CEO announced that the company is looking for an equity partner to own 10% of the company. Well, I think what will happen is that Peloton will be forced to sell to another company. Apple, Nike, and Amazon are rumored to be interested in purchasing Peloton, with Amazon the most likely. To me, the real value of the company is the Peloton digital app, especially the instructors and the variety of rides available. No other app I've tried comes close to the quality and quantity of the Peloton app. Why bother investing in the company's expensive hardware, which can only be used with the Peloton app, when you can purchase an indoor cycle of similar quality for much cheaper? And, you know, you're not locked into one ecosystem. That's exactly what I did. The only things missing from a setup like this is the leaderboard, some of the statistics, and a display. Unless you are super competitive, you don't need the leaders board, and if you're not training for a bike race, the statistics aren't really needed either. Any tablet or television paired with a streaming box can be used for a display. I just hope that the app subscription doesn't get too expensive or the company folds, losing the instructors, especially the ones based in the UK, which are my favorites. Hey, some real tech news. Google held its annual I/O conference on Wednesday, May 11th, and though the event is primarily focused on software, hardware announcements and teases are always present, so here we go. The budget-friendly Pixel 6a was announced, coming in at a price point of $449. It'll be powered by Google's own Tensor chip and comes with 128 gigs of RAM and a 6.1-inch screen. Google is promising 5 years of security updates, and the phone will be released on July 28th of this year. The styling keeps with its more expensive siblings, but the price is some $300 cheaper than them. What are you giving up compared to the top-of-the-line Pixel 6? Well, first up is the Pixel 6a features the same 12-megapixel camera used since the Pixel 3 versus the new 50-megapixel camera used on the top-of-the-line 6. Also missing here is a headphone jack, something Google was quick to point out as an advantage of the Pixel line when Apple announced the discontinuation of their phones with one. Other than those things, you're not missing much. You know, if I was getting an Android phone, this is the one I would choose. Alongside the Pixel 6a, Google introduced the $199 Pixel Buds Pro, which will be able to play back spatial audio as long as you're using a Pixel phone, along with noise cancellation. The design is similar to past Pixel Buds and resemble Apple's Beats Fit Pro cans. The OG Apple AirPods Pro will be getting a remake sometime this year, and I assume they'll look like the Pixel and Beats models. The Pixel Watch is for real was up next, and looking exactly like the air quotes lost prototype I discussed last episode, and will be introduced in the fall alongside the Pixel 7, which was teased. No price or other details were released besides the fact that it will indeed run on Wear OS 3 with deep Fitbit integration for health and fitness metrics. Android 13 will be even more customizable than its predecessor and will come with a digital wallet app, and it'll have all the features of Apple's wallet app. Android 13 will also be tablet-friendly, with Google teasing a Pixel tablet coming in the future. The company also teased Google AR smart glasses. All in all, it was a good event. I'm most excited about the Android 13's tablet functionality and the tablets it will spurn. I'd like a 12 or above inch tablet to use with my fitness apps, but don't want to pony up the big bucks for a 12-inch iPad Pro. Tech I'm using. It's been a while since I've gotten any new tech goodies to play with, but hey, Father's Day is right around the corner. Get the hint, family members? All my old tech is working as expected, which is a testament of how good things are designed and manufactured these days. I remember when this current tech revolution began in the Stone Age and all the time I wasted tinkering with things just to get them to run the way I wanted or even running at all. Do I miss those days? Not really. I do miss being younger, though. The next major tech purchase I make will probably be a replacement for my aging 2015 iMac, which is really starting to show its age lately. I mean, the computer has an old-timey mechanical hard drive whirling within it. I'll probably replace it with a juiced-up M1 chipped 24-inch iMac. Yeah, I'll miss the extra screen real estate, but I'll get used to it. The only thing on my radar right now is another Ring stick-up camera. I'm just waiting for Amazon to have a sale on them. Entertainment news. The Apple TV Plus original series, Slow Horses, wrapped up its first season and overall I think it was pretty good. The show really picked up steam as it went on and left me wanting more. Season 2 is already in the can, but we'll have to wait until next spring's scheduled release. Another Apple series, the Korean-produced Pachinko, also wrapped and it was excellent. A Cinemax original series we at the old fart household have been watching, Tokyo Vice, has also ended its first season. It too was great. And the Prime Video original, Open Range, also finished its inaugural season, too. That was another show we all enjoyed. With the ending of these shows, my lovely wife and I are searching for content to consume. Thank goodness it's baseball season and the Yankees are doing a lot better than expected. So far. Podcasting news. Daniel J. Lewis, long-time podcaster and host of the Audacity to Podcast, has been canceled. What was his mortal sin? Well, Mr. Lewis tweeted his support of the assumed overturn of the Roe v. Wade abortion law and referred to children of black people as black babies. Well, how dare Mr. Lewis be a pro-life supporter? How dare he have a differing opinion than the woke narrative? Mr. Lewis was promptly kicked off the board of the Podcast Academy, accused of being not committed to inclusivity and using a racial slur. I guess you can't have an opinion of your own these days. I read the offending tweet, and while not eloquently worded, it really wasn't bad enough to warrant the firestorm of condemnation that rained down upon its author. I didn't see a racial slur in there, really. I read the story on podnews.net, and this is the last straw for me for that site and podcast. The host is all in on current wokeness, and that, in my opinion, is destroying Western culture. The host's politics bleed into his newsletter and show, and there's nothing wrong with that, but if he can have an opinion, why can't Mr. Lewis have one? Well, because Mr. Lewis is not going along with the current narrative. James Cridlin, the host of podnews.net, is a product of the once great British Broadcasting Corporation, after all. Hey, don't worry, Jimmy boy, they'll eventually come for you too. I shan't be consuming any products offered by Mr. Cridlin any longer. Lately, I can't get enough of the recently deceased comedian Gilbert Gottfried's podcast, aptly called the Gilbert Gottfried Amazing Colossal Podcast. I had attempted listening to the show years ago, but it never quite clicked with me. At the time, I was expecting some sort of comedy podcast, but what the show really was or is a show about old-time Hollywood. It's very interesting. In perusing the many episodes, the show started in 2014, I pick out guests, many who have also passed away, that I know of and would find interesting. It's like reliving my childhood movie and television experience. Though old Gilbert passed about a month ago, the last episode he recorded was released on May 2nd. The guest was Brenda Vaccaro, a Broadway and television actress whose heyday was the 70s and very early 80s. She was sort of the girl-next-door type as far as casting went, but I always found her attractive. Gilbert mentions how it was great being back in the Sirius XM studios, his first and unfortunately last time back since COVID.
China.
He went into the hospital hours after completing the show and, of course, never came back out. He sounded well during the show, giving no indication of how sick he really was. So if you're around my age or just interested in old actors and television and movies, give it a listen. Now it's time for my rant. You know, I do believe in the mantra, my body, my choice. I also believe that it should apply to everyone. So why does my body, my choice only seem to apply to abortion? The government comes down with all sorts of mandates, the vaccine and mask mandates being the latest, but that's okay, at least for the leftists in this country. But not wearing a mask or getting the vaccine affects other people is the left's counterargument. Well, abortion affects other people too. Maybe the father of the child doesn't want the woman, or should I say birthing person, to terminate the pregnancy. Is that even considered?
No!
It's my body, my choice in that case. Now, I don't care what you do, as long as it doesn't affect my family or I. What effect does a random abortion have on your family, you might ask? Well, the majority of abortions performed in this country are taxpayer-funded. Heck, this government even funds abortions overseas in other countries. Now, that does affect me and my family because our tax dollars are going to fund abortions instead of things like infrastructure, defense, and securing this nation's border. If you want to have an abortion, well, that's your right. I just don't feel that I have to pay for it. You know what that music means. It means episode 120 is coming to an end. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you and hope you found it worth your while. You can always contact me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. You can tell me what things you liked or disliked about the show. I'd love hearing from you. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Hey, the lawn guys just finished cutting the weed, so do me a favor and get off my lawn. I'm out. I'll see you next week.